Dear Chicago.
Do you want to start over?
No.
Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
Shut up. I don't care.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome, Rainbow Radio, and our listeners.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys.
This is episode 603.
Mm-hmm. Don't go back.
This is FICO.
Oh, FICO.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And who the fuck are you? I get you on my email every now and then.
Right.
My name is Ricky.
And Ricky, we are, and FICO. Right. And we are Foul Monkeys, brought to you by Chicago,
mm-hmm,
on the northwest side, in our beautiful studio.
That's plaid.
Yes. That's like 1980s plaid. What else do we have?
Wallpaper.
To today? Yes. So we're going to go ahead and start off with the email.
We got an email?
Do you want to read her email, or are you just...
Anna Marie's?
Or are you done with it?
You can read it.
Because clearly
long.
This bitch is having a little bit of a speech issue today.
It's all too close together. I can't do it. Anna Marie, could you double space next time? Thanks.
And every time you double space, you need to add a picture in between. So every double space you have is a picture. Okay, so I will go ahead and try to tackle this extremely long email.
But we enjoy it.
Yes, we enjoy it. However, if you want us to read the stuff on the radio, on the podcast, you need to make it just a tin shorter. All right, so, okay. Yeah, this is what happens when you're a week behind on listening to shows. I only just found out you were getting married. Oh, so Ricky said all this before, so I'll just start off from the body of the email. And then you both started discussing the measles outbreak because people are too stupid to get their kids vaccinated. So we're back on the vaxxers thing. and I get angrier along with you both. Fox News was just waiting for something scary to blame on illegal immigrants, quote unquote, knowing its viewers aren't smart enough to ask, could that really be true? And do the research. Guatemala, Honduras, and Mexico have a better rate of vaccination and a lower rate of measles outbreak than Bel Air or Beverly Hills, California. Why? Because it becomes trendy in the affluent white community to refuse doing anything the government sanctions, and they see it as their free will being infringed upon if you tell them they have to do something or they can't do something. They are more willing to listen to a dumbass like Jenny McCarthy than scientists with years of actual studies proving vaccines are safe and effective. Goddamn, I'm already going blind.
Right. I told you it's hard to read.
And I can't prove the following statement, but I'm pretty confident that Guatemala, Honduras, and Mexico have a more significant population of Guatemalans, Hondurans, and Mexicans than the United States does. I beg to differ on the Mexican thing. You should go down to 26th Street. Yet they have managed to not infect themselves with measles. Jenny McCarthy is convinced vaccinations cause autism because she's looking for something to blame for the fact her child has issues. Well, okay, I don't know about that statement. I think she was misinformed. You know, she read something that was wrong and was misinformed. And
this is the reason.
And that's the reason, because of people who are misinforming other people. So you're right on that. I don't think she's a dumbass, but
she is a dumbass for spreading this stupidity, because instead of saying nature happened,
right,
she's refusing
goes back to what I had said in the last episode when we talked about this, was the fact that I don't necessarily think, you know, I don't personally think that vaccines have something to do with it. However, it could have added to the fact that this child was already going through something in their body. And that's why she made the assumption that it was vaccines on top of what she had read, or vice versa. She read that, then made the assumption that, oh my God, this is the reason why my kid turned out the way he did, which then later on she refuted the whole entire thing, because it actually ended up being that her kid didn't have autism. her kid has something else, which is kind of on the spectrum, but it's on the lower spectrum. So I don't necessarily think that she is a dumbass all of that. I think she was just misinformed and was being a dummy by not following up on that. Okay, it says have issues. Look at the jump in the number of cases.
No, you missed it.
I'm sorry.
She start where it says she's right.
No.
Look
at the jump in the number of cases of autism being diagnosed every year. Here's the story on the fact. She's right. There are many. There are more people being diagnosed with autism than ever before, but there are not more people with autism than ever before. We're just better at diagnosing it than before. If you think back to when you were going to school, I bet you can name one or five kids who were a little odd. They rocked in their seats. They were into something like chess or D&D and couldn't stop talking about it. Even though you couldn't tell them to shut up about it, they kept to themselves and didn't mix socially or acted out in a way that everybody felt comfortable. Or maybe there was a room at your school full of the kids like that who spent their time in school away from the rest of you. There may have been an adult you saw around town who your parents warned you wasn't quite right or slow. And if you ask any adult above 60, they should know of some family who had a child that kept home from school because the family was embarrassed or worried the kid couldn't keep up, or had a child in at the state home for some euphemism for different. There is something called herd immunity. That is where the vast majority of a community or herd of people have either been vaccinated against a disease or already survived having it personally. And people like Jenny McCarthy have put it at a high risk of collapsing. One of the reasons a child is vaccinated is to keep the child from getting a particular disease. And reason a child is vaccinated is to keep other people from getting... I think I reread that already.
You want me to start up?
Yeah, because I'm like, we're just trying to...
Another reason a child is vaccinated to keep other people from getting a particular disease. There are people who have compromised immune systems, so they cannot be safely vaccinated. And there are still other people who never develop an immunity to a disease, even after being vaccinated. I went to college with a guy who got chickenpox for the third time his junior year because he could not develop an immunity to it. These two groups rely on the vast majority of the herd to get vaccinated. Getting vaccinated reduces the number of people who can get the disease and limits the number of people an unvaccinated persons can contract the disease from. Herd immunity only works if almost everyone gets all their vaccinations or their vaccines. There has been a 20% drop in the vaccination rate in the United States since the year 2000. It's not a coincidence that there was this year that the CDC announced measles had been eliminated in the USA. Hey, Dr. Oz, why should I get my kids vaccinated if measles doesn't exist anymore? That seems like I'm putting poison in my baby's body. Part of the problem with the statement, measles has been eliminated in the US, is the medical people use a lot of words that can be misinterpreted in bullshit fashion. Eliminated doesn't mean doesn't exist. The medical definition of eliminated when speaking about disease means no outbreak was recorded in the past 12 months.
You know what? That's a perfect example of how, you know, we as people and, you know, physicians and people in their community should really be careful on how they explain things and should have definition, because that's actually a really good statement. You know, just because you say it's been eliminated, that doesn't mean that it's been eradicated or it's been taken off and it's never coming back or doesn't have the option of coming back. It just means, like she said, something wasn't reported in a certain amount of time. Mm-hmm. So that's a good statement. I really agree with that.
A similar statement can be made using the logic that pregnancy has been eliminated at the old age home because no resident there got knocked up in the last 12 months. But we haven't cured pregnancy because it still exists outside the old age home population. Also, the medical definition for a doctor having a patient croak in the hospital is unfavorable outcome. This will seem obvious, but as more people refuse vaccination, it will increase the pool of people who can potentially contract the disease. And this made worse if you live in a densely populated area, meaning people per square foot of living space. Ricky said, it's mandatory to vaccinate your kids if you send them to a public school. Yes, it is. The school has to have a record of each child's vaccination record on file. Each year, they send out a list of necessary vaccines each child needs to enter a particular grade. And on that forms and fees day, every parent must bring in proof that their child has had these necessary vaccines. What is not as well known is the fact that a school will accept, as a replacement for vaccination record, a signed letter from the parent stating they refuse to vaccinate their children because it conflicts with the family's personal religious beliefs.
Oh, I have, you know, that goes along with like pregnancy and all that shit. Like, I have an issue with the fact that this country, you can still get away with doing, saying something like that and not following the letter of the law.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's because of my religious belief, you can't, I'm not going to vaccinate my kids because of my religious belief. I'm not going to provide you insurance because you're a woman and you potentially want to get pregnant or abort a child because you were raped.
Mm-hmm.
Against my religious belief, you're gay, so you shouldn't get any. Like, I don't understand why this country allows that to be.
And it happens a lot.
An option. Like, that's just stupid to me.
It does not even have to be a letter from a head of a church or a lawyer. The school cannot even ask what religion it is or what that personal belief is. They may as well hand the school a note saying, "Dear school, I am selfish. I'm a selfish, lazy bastard. I will not vaccinate my kid because I don't care about anyone else's kids. In fact, fuck those other kids and fuck you." This should not be an issue where people can opt out. You don't want to say the Pledge of Allegiance because it conflicts with your religion. Fine. You don't want to perform in a holiday concert because you may accidentally get covered in someone else's religion. Fine. You don't want to read To Kill a Mockingbird because the N-word appears in the text. Fine. No one ever died from refusing to say the Pledge of Allegiance or play the Glockenspiel. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Okay. One kid refusing to read To Kill a Mockingbird never gave the rest of the class measles.
So for no, it gave them To Kill the Mockingbird disease.
Right. So for those people who still say vaccination is a choice, the only choice you should have is, do you want the shot in your arm, right arm, or your left? Or your ass.
Or your ass.
You shouldn't have the choice to endanger others. What have we learned today? Vaccinations are good, and Jenny McCarthy is a crazy hoe bag who is trying to kill us all.
I see. I like Jenny McCarthy. I will not defend her on this. I will, however, defend her on the fact that I don't think she's stupid. I think people give her a lot of flack. I think that she was in a very vulnerable moment when she read something like this or was told, and she took it and ran with it. And I think, you know, yeah, it was wrong of her to not do more research and to really divulge into finding out that maybe this wasn't true.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to remember that this was her experience. This is what she thought was true to her.
Yeah, but she used her publicity or her public image. That would have been fine if she would have kept it to her own self.
Right.
But she went on every media she could,
right,
as Oprah, if she was a scientist,
right,
as she was a doctor, saying these vaccinations cause autism.
Yeah.
And she said that. That is stupid.
No, it is stupid. And I agree. But however, at the same time, she was only as smart as the information she was given.
That's why you don't say anything until you actually know. And that's why we're certified in everything.
Right. And nothing.
She said, "Dang, and I thought this was going to be a short letter. I am as surprised as you are. Hey, what color is this dress? # the dress. Discuss."
And dun, dun, dun.
It's finished. Yay. That should get an Oscar or a Grammy or something.
Thank you. Talk to you guys next weekend.
And the show is over.
Over. Anyway, so, okay.
Thank
so
you, Anne-Marie. We totally agree with you.
Anne-Marie, we totally agree with you. I do think that it's one of those things where, again, we're in America. It should not be an option. Like, you shouldn't be an option to be stupid.
Right.
I mean,
well,
it's like, you know, you want to, fine, if you want to endanger your fucking kid with diseases that could potentially kill them, that's fine. But you can't come to school. You can't leave your house. You can't do anything that will put you in the public arena because you could potentially harm other people.
Heller.
So,
you know what we forgot to mention is the bacon contest on the last show.
The bacon contest.
The bacon. The Kathy Bacon contest.
Oh, yes, that's right. But isn't it over, though?
No, we're going to go all the way until the end of March.
Oh, is that what Miss Bacon told you?
Yeah.
Oh, got it. Ms. Can I put my name in there?
No.
Damn it.
And Miss Bacon says, fucking call. We do have 101 subscribers on
We do?
X2.
Or- yeah. Ah! I just lost my wig!
I meant YouTube.
Freudian slip. She wanted to take a little nappy nap and a wink wink.
No, it'd be winky wink nap nap.
Whatever. Or both.
We do have 101 subscribers, so that did work.
That's exciting. Yeah. Our goal is 500 next.
Yeah.
Our next goal is 500.
Well, you know, let's get to 250. let's not be overzealous.
Okay, so
make sure you call the voicemail line.
Make sure you call the hotline. What's the number?
863-666-0377.
And email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
And you don't have to wish us the congratulations on the 600th show anymore, unless you want to because you've missed it.
Yeah, but you won't be entered in the drawing.
Right, but you can still say happy birthday to Ricky and then happy nuptials. And then
that will stop this weekend, right? Or this coming weekend?
Well, we have all the way up until March. Ugh.
I'm so tired of hearing about that.
You love me. You must love me.
All right, so
next on the Trello,
yes, is weight loss. How's that coming along for you?
None. Well, actually, that's not true. I lost 8 pounds.
Awesome. Yay. I lost 2 because
yay,
my shit's a little slower than yours.
When I went to the chiropractor, they weighed me and
you lost 8 pounds. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Congrats. Hey, you know what?
And that wasn't even really
8 or 2. It doesn't matter. Every pound is a pound off of you, and that it counts.
Right.
So that's good.
And what's interesting is I haven't really tried to lose weight. I mean, I have, but
it was it's not like a valiant effort where you're like,
right. Yeah. So the only thing I changed was taking my lunch to work, mm-hmm, and not ordering out and only eating out once a week, twice a week. Mm-hmm. And we've been doing the Blue Apron thing, which are pretty healthy meals.
Yeah.
So, and that's all, you know, you fix it yourself, all natural products and stuff. So,
yeah,
that's been awesome.
I lost 2 pounds over a 2-week period, which is a pound a week, which is kind of what my doctor wants. Excuse me. Kind of what my doctor wants me to. I'm going to stand too. That's a realistic goal for me, is to try to lose 1 pound a week. Mm-hmm. So, and I lost 2 over the 2-week period that she was watching me. My blood pressure has not gone down. It went down a little bit, but not enough to make a significant, like...
Do you have to take medication now?
No, not yet. I still do not have to, and I'm not going to, but...
Girl, you take 40 pills a day.
Well, most of those are vitamins. I only take three.
I think you take too many vitamins.
I only take three. So my list of vitamins are fish oil.
Girl, wait, everybody... Get your steno pad out because you're going to have to flip it over 4 times.
I take fish oil. I take CoQ10. I take vitamin D. I take selenium for my thyroid to help my vitamin D and my vitamin E absorb. So I take a vitamin E as well. And I also take biotin for my hair, skin, and nails. And I think
there's a lot more than that.
No, that's it. That's it. That is literally it.
Why can't you just take...
Oh, and I take a turmeric.
Why don't you just take a Centrum Silver?
I hate you. And then my actual pills, I just take metformin, which is to control my blood sugar so that I don't become pre-diabetic. And...
You take the...
And I take my Synthroid...
Pink and blue pill. That's a stomach pill, right?
Oh yeah, that's right. I take Prevacid.
Yep,
that's my last that one, and then I take my my cholesterol medication.
See,
but I do want to say that my eating habits they're almost completely changed. So now, I haven't eaten anything that's come out of a package, with the exception of chicken, and the chicken is organic and it's fresh.
What about the eggs that were in a package?
Well, you know what I mean. Like a I haven't eaten processed food in the last 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. I've really tried to cut back on all that. The first 2 weeks were a little tough because I was still trying to get into the buying groceries and doing all that stuff so I can not have to do that.
You guys, I just want to say this about buying groceries here in the city. It fucking sucks. There's not enough grocery stores to handle all the people that live here.
No, and you know what? Not all the grocery stores have everything that you want.
Right.
Like, there are certain things that Jewel, which is a grocery store here, it's a chain, it's Albertsons, that they don't have everything that maybe like, you know, a Cermak Produce, which is another grocery chain. Mm-hmm. Mariano's is another grocery chain, and they don't always have everything that you're looking for. But Instacart No, I haven't used it yet. I'm really, really considering it because A, they shop at all the stores for you.
All the stores. You can go to Costco and not even have to have a card.
Yep, because they will go to Costco and get it for you.
Hellerp.
Hellerp. Hellerp.
Oh, I forgot there's a P now. Hellerp.
Yeah, it's Hellerp. And so that's a great service. I don't know if you guys have that option in your areas, but you should really check them out.
Bigger cities. I know Chicago, New York, and San Francisco have them.
Yeah, I think it's a great service because if you don't like going to the grocery,
I'm gonna do that next time
and see. And I think I'm gonna try it out just to see how it works and see. I know like Peapod will deliver it to your door and they will actually put it in away for you if you don't want to do it. Like, you're lazy.
That's
bastard.
Real lazy. But this Instacart, they can come to your house like within 2 hours.
Yes. Yes. It's a little extra, I think, though.
Yeah.
I think if you, whereas Peapod, you set up a time and they come.
But they come
time.
24 hours. Peapod is 24 hours.
Yeah. Which is good. I mean, I like that service, but I have heard some people who have ordered from Peapod that it's, you need to specify. So for example, like if you don't want necessarily like organic something, if you don't specify that, they're going to buy you the best and it's going to be expensive. And like, for example, I had one of our friends, her roommate ordered mangoes and they bought them the organic mangoes and they were bad because it was, they were small. They were like this big and she paid like $5 for them. So you need to specify with Peapod.
I am not about I'm not an organic person, so it doesn't bother me, but I think that it's fucking ridiculous that organic lettuce compared to regular lettuce can have like a $3 difference.
Yeah. I mean, to me,
it's not worth it because it's fucking grass eating.
No, but you should think about it.
There's no nutrition. There's no health value to either one of them. But even if the other one's organic, there's nothing more extra than what you can get from the other one.
No, that's not necessarily true. Because if the reason why it's considered, and even this is even this could be questioned, but just on the basis of organic and non-organic, organic food doesn't have chemicals in the grass that is being where it's being grown. When you don't have non-organic, that yes, you may not be necessarily getting like a nutritional value from it, but the chemicals that were used to grow that, you're gonna ingest. So that's why people say certain things you should eat, like bananas, you don't need to eat organic because the pesticide is on the outside, it's not on the inside. It doesn't penetrate like that. So I mean, certain things you should eat organic. Like, I think any kind of vegetable that doesn't have a peel or something, you should buy organic. Like, I recently, in the last 2 or 3 weeks, I've been switching over to organic stuff. One, because my doctor has told me, like, you should not eat anything that is processed. I'm not telling you need to eat organic. However, most of the things that you're going to want to eat or that you are going to have to eat are going to come from an organic standpoint. Now, if you can, like fruits and vegetables, make conscious decision or conscious effort to buy things that, you know, look at a list that says these are the things that you can still eat that don't need to be organic, and this is what you should eat in organic. And that's a smart thing to do. Mm. But it does make a difference. I mean, you are ingesting the shit that you eat that is put in the ground.
Yeah, but think about the air that we breathe that has so much more shit in it than what we should have.
True.
No matter what you're doing, you
make a valid point, but the less that you can put into your body that you have control of, then why not try it? Why not do it?
I'm not paying extra for it. That's my issue, is how much more costly it is.
But if we didn't have processed food, just think of it this way. If we didn't have processed food and everything was grown in an organic manner, that would be what you would pay for regardless.
Well, and that would be fine.
But that's what I'm trying to. But I'm trying to make.
But you're saying prepackaged. I'm not talking about that because there's no prepackaged item that's 100% organic because there's something in there that has to keep it good. Because if you're getting a granola bar that's organic, there's something in there that's keeping it from molding.
No, that's not true. That is absolutely not true. Because if you look at the package, it'll tell you if it is truly organic through and through, it'll tell you you cannot eat it by this date, and it'll tell you all the ingredients that are in there, and they will have to remove it once after a certain amount of time because it needs to be fresh. And if it doesn't, then it'll go bad. It'll tell you on the package. Not all organic stuff that is packaged has some sort of chemical.
Y'all, listeners, do you guys? I would like to know the amount of listeners that do organic and that don't do organic. I would say, since most of our listeners are probably gay, they're going to say organic.
Look, I'm just saying there are certain things that you should buy. And that's why my doctors, I told her, I have the same issue. I think certain things are a little bit more expensive. But then I think about it this way too. Like, for me specifically, like, I'm trying to better my health. So I want to make sure that I'm going to eat. I mean, and this is not, I'm trying to do it. It doesn't mean I have done it all the way. Mm-hmm. But I do want to do things that are a little healthier for me. And if that means that I have to pay an extra $2 for lettuce that I know I'm not going to get crap from, then I'll pay the extra $2. You know, maybe not. But it's something that I want to make sure that if I have control of ingesting something that doesn't have chemicals, then at least I know I'm doing that. I can't necessarily control the air because I'm not the only person that's contributing to it.
You can wear a mask. You can take an oxygen tank with you.
I mean, I don't need all that. But anyways, moving along. All right. Speaking about earlier about how you were saying how everyone's in a tizzy and people are too sensitive. Well, I made a statement on Facebook during the Oscars that quite a few people had a little bit of an issue with.
What was it? Because I don't read.
Okay, so my statement was that Tim McGraw looked like a cancer or AIDS patient because he looked very emaciated and he just looked really sickly and thin. And when I said cancer and AIDS patient, I meant sickly. And I should have chosen my words a little more carefully, but not going to lie.
You pulled up Patricia Arquette.
Not necessarily.
You said something, but you meant it to be something different.
I wanted to poke. No. I said AIDS or cancer patient. I know. I own up to that. I wanted to prod people to start a conversation. And I sure fucking did. And you know what? I'm not sorry for it because he did look like a cancer or AIDS patient. Sorry. It just, he looks sickly. Mm-hmm. Those people, some of them look sickly. They look like they need to fucking eat a cheeseburger. That doesn't take away from the fact that they have a sickness. That doesn't take away from the fact that they have cancer. That by no means was it meant to offend anybody. It did.
So what did people say?
Well, I got a private message from someone that was like...
Is it a listener?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't know if he is a listener or not, but he said something about... He private messaged me while I was like, I can't believe that you said that was a really ignorant statement. And I was like, why was it ignorant? I was like, was it ignorant because... You didn't like the fact that I used those two words and that I said that? Or was it, or did you think it was ignorant because I was referring to a fact that sickly people look like that? Or, you know, some cancer patients do look like they're emaciated and they need like a little fat in their face, like they've lost all the fat in their face. Mm-hmm. Or the fact that when AIDS patients are, you know, getting close to the end, they do look like that. They look sickly. I was like, well, I'm not exactly sure. And he's like, oh, you know, he went on this entire rant about how like, oh, that hit close to home. And I was like, look, it wasn't meant to offend anybody. It was a joke. I go, this is the problem with a lot of people in America. I'm like, a lot of people in America are starting to get to the point where everything is so overly politically correct that they start to get really offended very easily. They don't like certain things. And I'm like, oh, you know, he said the AIDS thing. I go, that offends me. It's like, it was a joke. And he goes, but why would you say that in a public domain? I'm not on the fucking stage at the Oscars saying something like that. I'm fucking Facebook.
You're on the stage at your house that you built for yourself.
Right.
With the spotlights.
Totally.
Doing every move that
Janet has come out with.
Yeah.
And I was like.
And you even have your tit out.
Right. And I said, And so I told him, I said, I'm in amongst my friends who would find that funny. I go, I'm not on stage. So how, I don't, I was like, if it offended you, that wasn't my point.
Did you say blocked? Blocked.
No. I was like, I said, if that offended you, I'm, you know, I'm not going to apologize for saying that statement because I said it and I own it. It was coming from a very comedic standpoint. It wasn't meant to hurt anybody's feelings. If it did, I'm sorry. Too bad. I'm not sorry. I was like, sorry, not sorry. And he was like, well, you know, it just hit close to home. And I'm like, dude, one of my best friend's sisters passed away from cancer. I've had friends who are, you know, HIV positive, and I've seen people who have AIDS die. So what? It's words. You mm-hmm. They're only as offensive as you allow them to be. But anyways, the Facebook's feelings got hurt. But you want to hear the oxymoron of that entire thing? So later on in the statement, later on in the show, the guy who won for Birdman, he's Mexican, and Sean Penn had said, who in the hell gave him his green card and allowed him in the country, which I thought was a little offensive. So then I posted that and said he was a fucking idiot for saying something like that. And boy, did I get slack for that one. They're like, oh, but your statement about cancer and AIDS wasn't offensive. I was like, that is me. That's what you get with me.
I'm not on stage.
Right. That's exactly what I said. I was like, if it was between friends, that's fine. You could say whatever the fuck you want. But when you're on a stage with millions of people who are fighting a fight as important as immigration, that's not something that you would necessarily want to say.
Roger, I want to share with you something that happened this week that made me laugh my ass off.
God. Wait, what's our time? I want to make sure we're
good. We're at 30 minutes.
Oh, perfect.
I laughed so hard when I saw this. And I just could not help but giggle. It's kind of like when you see people they're walking down the street and then boom, they hit the ground because of ice.
I don't like that you said that.
Laughed so hard when I saw Madonna get pulled down, yanked from her cape. Down a flight of stairs and hit the ground.
That's just mean.
It was funny. I loved it that you could hear her go, oh. Somebody tied it a little tie.
Well, I mean, so the whole thing behind that
and
was...
She did fall, not on purpose, and it wasn't her fault, but she did fall. She physically fell.
Well, no. Okay, so to clarify, because I spoke to Madonna on the phone.
Oh.
Right. via the some UK show. And
did she have an English accent or an American accent?
She did. She did. So anyway, so she told me via the article, because she was speaking directly to me.
Right.
She said that...
Dear Roger.
Right. Those are my doggies. My mom must be home. Mm. That's why they're barking like crazy. Anyway, so... what she said was that she had the cape, someone tied the cape on too tight because they thought as she was walking that it would get caught. And so to prevent that, they tied it on too tight. As she was getting up, walking up the stage, or, you know, up the stairs, she was trying to undo
loosen it.
Right. So that they could pull, her two Japanese dancers could pull off the cape. The problem is that she didn't do it fast enough because it was tied too tight and they were pulling a little too... I want to say soon, they pulled it a little too early. And she said either she could be choked or she could fall back so that she wouldn't. So that's what she did. She ended up falling.
Well, they probably pulled at the right time. She just wasn't able to get it loose in enough time.
Well, that's what she said. She said that they didn't pull it. They were pulling it before she was done untying it.
I love the fact that the dancers just kept going like nothing happened. Yeah. I wonder if she was before the show, she's like, if I fall... You do not touch me.
No, but
I will send you back to the country.
She took a pretty hard stumble. I mean, even if it was something where she did that to break her fall, because I mean, I think she could have gotten hurt worse.
Right.
I think she, and being that she's, you know, she's an 600
years old.
Stop. That's so awful. And the fact that she could have really actually done something really hurt herself really bad. I think that she did it with grace, and even though it was kind of funny when I first saw it, I was like, oh, shit. And then See, because that was, see, this is the thing I hate about shit like this, is because they only post that, right?
Right.
So, like, that was all over the internet, like, within 5 seconds.
Uh-huh.
But the fact of the matter is that she got back up and knocked the fucking ball out of the park. She rocked that performance in whatever fashion or pain that she was
as
in.
As her femur is broken in half. Right.
It's like sticking out. Like, she was true performer. I think a lot of people would have stopped the show and, like, not continued.
Brittany.
She, that bitch, she almost stumbled off the fucking VMAs. It's like, she did.
It's like, oh my God, remember that?
Yeah. And then when they tried to pick her fat ass off, they couldn't even, they were like, oh, yeah, no.
No, it's, they, because, you know, of course, when Madonna did this and she got back up and started singing, the video of Beyonce getting her hair caught in the fan,
oh,
and she's still singing, like,
and she's still going and going and going, and she's terrified that they're gonna fucking, her weave is gonna pull her brain out of her fucking socket,
and her fans, her people that are watching her, are like helping her pull out her hair up, and she's just like,
and didn't they end up cutting, like, I think they cut part of the, I'm sorry, but like, as a I think as a performer, that's got to be probably the scariest thing, to like you rehearse and rehearse and rehearse and rehearse, and then you get it correctly, and then it's like you do it live and something like this happens. I mean, it could throw you off kilter. It's like, oh shit. But you know what though? Honestly, the performance was amazing. I think she did a really good job. I posted a split screen of the two Japanese girls who were doing the voguing, and then Madonna doing it. And she, I mean, she is 57 years old, or 50, she's going on, she's 56, she's going on
5700 years old,
and to be able to do that in heels and the way that she fucking rocked that stage in this performance, I'm sorry, it offends me when people say, oh my God, she's fucking old, blah blah blah. Get your fucking 56 year old ass right up there. I mean, and do that.
She's all right, she's no Mariah.
Who does a fucking shimmy?
Lady Kaka on Hotel.
Did you see the
video?
The little video?
I did, and I find it interesting, and I'm going to be so excited if what they think the story is going to be about is going to be awesome.
Well, they said it wasn't going to be as gruesome. I think they said it was going to be more of like, I hope they don't turn it back to the third season, which was at the asylum. I didn't like that season.
No, from what I read, they're going to be doing it based here in Chicago during the World's Fair.
Of course they are, because, hello, she lives here.
Right. So that would be very interesting, because I read that book, Devil in the White City.
Uh-huh.
And although,
so is it a takeoff of that? Or
they think it's going to be about his hotel that he built.
So what's this? I don't know what that story is. So tell me the story.
So basically,
is it like
he was a serial. No, he was a serial killer here during the Great Exposition. Is that right? Yeah, the Great Expo. And what he did was he built this huge hotel that had all these rooms that had no windows, that had like secret passages and stuff. And he was a serial killer of women. So all these women that were coming to the expo, he would take one in, like kill her. Like different ways, he like baked them in a kiln, dropped them down in acid, locked them in rooms until they starved.
So very sadistic kind
of like. And so then he would turn around and sell their skeletons to medical schools. But he was only found guilty for like 20 some murders, but he
only
they think that he killed over 200 women during that whole time.
Oh my!
And it was all within this hotel that he had built. And it's like a maze.
Scary.
Like one of the rooms was just a kiln.
But I thought that, because I thought, I just saw pictures of her coming out, and they were saying that she was coming out of the house that, or the out of a hotel where American Horror Story was being filmed. So I don't.
Well, the hotel that does not exist anymore. It got burned down like 10 days after he was like found guilty. So it no longer exists.
So it's just a story that's based out of out of Chicago.
So it. I doubt if they film anything here, and if they do, it'll just be at the Mosey Museum, because that's the only original building that stands from that time.
Got it. It'll be very interesting. I don't know.
You should read the book. It's really good.
You'll have to let me know what the name of the book is.
It's called Devil in the White City.
Devil in the White City. I think I've heard of that.
It's really
good.
Is
it the one that has like the like old time, but like almost futuristic looking buildings in the front of it.
Well, basically,
I have to look at it because I don't.
Have you ever looked at the pictures from the expo?
No.
They built like a huge like Rome Empire down on the south side, and that's where the expo was held. And then everything got knocked down or burnt.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. Okay.
It's really good. I read it.
I'll have to listen to it on Audible.
You'll learn a lot of the things you learn is why
I love the history of Chicago.
You'll learn why the streets are named the way that they are and what they're from, like mm-hmm. famous people that lived here and everything. Mm-hmm. It's really cool.
Like Milwaukee. Anyway, so what's the next one on the Trello? I'll be interested. It'll be interesting to see what character she plays.
Y'all, don't make a racist comment and have Kelly Osbourne on your show.
Girl. Pissed. I'm sorry, but that bitch was wrong. That little skinny alien was wrong for saying that shit.
Rancic?
Yeah.
They live here.
Yeah, I know. They part-time.
They got they have a restaurant here.
Yeah, they have two. Juliana Rancic. You know, I don't think it was coming from a malicious place. I think that really she was just critiquing her look. And I could see why she said that, because she was assuming, you know, and she was claiming that it was the writers, because that's what they wrote.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily think that that's the truth, because if you see that before you read it, you would not repeat that.
Well, also, how does the writer write a joke before the event happens and you know what the people are wearing?
This is tape afterwards.
Oh okay.
So this is
the fashion police after, right? It wasn't live,
right? It was not live during the Oscars.
Okay.
They do the red carpet, but it was the review of the fashion police review of it is the next day.
Oh okay.
So yes, it is pre-written already. She should have been careful. However, I do have to say that kind of goes back to the whole sensitivity thing. It's like, I think a lot of people are really sensitive to the fact that she wasn't making it in a joking statement per se, but some people were saying that she was trying to be, you know, what's her face?
Joan Rivers.
And she's not, that's, you know, I don't know if she was being joking. I don't know if the writer was meant it as a joke. The thing is that if she would have seen something like that, I think she should have thought twice about saying it before.
I don't think
it.
Anyone ever says something on purpose like that on TV. But also, again, if it's videotaped, why did they let it go through?
Exactly.
Why couldn't they cut it? That's what Kelly Osbourne's pissed about, right?
Right.
She was pissed about the comment, but right. She's more pissed that it wasn't edited out.
Right.
After she shared how she felt about it.
Right. Because apparently she said, like, you know, she's friends with the girl who they were referring to, and Zendaya, she's a Disney star, and she talked to Juliana, and I don't know if they hammered it out, I'm assuming they did, but it was pissed because they still released it. If it was pre-taped, or if it was, you know, if it was in the editing room, they should have edited it out, because it was a little insensitive, and it was a little, I don't know if it necessarily, if it was racist per se, but
stereotype.
But it was very stereotypical, and an assumption that it shouldn't have been made. She's a smart girl. Like, this is a difference between someone who told me about like saying something like that. It was like, you know, when you're in that platform where you have the ability, it's kind of like the same thing with the Jenny McCartney thing and all that. When you have that platform, unfortunately, you kind of have to be careful with what you say, whether you're to be politically correct or not, whether it's about leave stuff like that to the jokesters, to the people who are the comedians as their career.
So you think Kathy Griffin probably could have got away with it because she's that type?
She probably could have gotten away with it. It still would have been wrong, you know, but I think because she is a comedian by trade, she could have gotten away with it and not gotten so much flack as Juliana did, because she is not a comedian, and it came off wrong. Do I think it's funny as hell? Yeah, sure, because she kind of did look like she was hobo chic. Like, she had that, and the way she did appear that way. Was it racist?
I love that if Joan Rivers would have said it and then people reacted this way,
she would have told them to fuck them.
That's
fuck
exactly
them and go to hell in a handbag.
You know what? Go ahead and fucking leave the show. Right. I don't care.
Right. But I think that there was other issues with her and the show. And I think that that's probably she uses as a platform to leave.
I mean, it's a good thing she isn't on our show because she would have been gone a long time ago. Probably.
Right. Right. So moving on. Speaking. Okay. So we'll touch this really quick. So Lupita Nyong'o, one of.
What'd you call me?
Bless you. she was at the Oscars and she wore this gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous Calvin Klein dress that was pearl encrusted. It was all made with pearls. It was beautiful. And then all of a sudden the dress goes missing after she takes it off and in the hotel. It goes missing. They put out a APB out on it. They finally found it. And I'm going to tell you why they found it. They found it because the person who robbed the dress, who took the dress, took the pearls to go get them assessed. And when he did that, he found out that the pearls were fake. Now, before this is known, before the dress is even stolen, hold on. Before the dress is stolen, they're on the red carpet, and she tells, you know, Lupita Nyong'o says, this is a Calvin Klein dress made out of all pearls, and people are evaluating, and they're saying, oh my God, this dress must cost anywhere upwards to $150,000 and more.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, fast forward to this person going out and finding out the value of the pearls and finds out that the pearls are fake. So he returns
every single pearl was fake.
He returns the dress. Okay. The dress. So he's, of course, I think the police got him. So the dress is returned. And then Calvin Klein goes, they were like, oh my God, the dress was returned. And they found out the pearls were fake, blah, 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 blah. Calvin Klein releases a statement that says, well, no one said that the pearls were real, first of all. And right. Who's using real pearls? Like,
as a
to
dress.
Make a dress. Like, what is this, the 1940s when you're made? Like, no one does that anymore. Right. Everyone, you don't use that kind of, like, you don't use jewelry like that anymore right. like that. Like, it's just, that's a very old thing to do, you know? So I just thought it was kind of funny that, you know, here we are talking about the color of a fucking dress. And then now moving forward to a dress that had fake items on it.
That costs like $50.
And the whole big thing about it was, is that the fact that they valuated it, they put a value on it. For that much before they even knew that the dress was. I just thought it was really
only
funny.
In America.
I thought it was really funny that they did that. Then for Calvin Klein to come out and say, be like, look, this fucking dress wasn't real. That's all those pros are fake. But anyways, I do have to say before we leave the topic of Oscars, I have to say that my top three best dress was definitely Jennifer Lopez. I thought she looked amazing in that dress. She looked gorgeous. All right, who else's dresses? Who were my other top three? The top two. I thought that what's her face? Emma Stone looked gorgeous.
I liked her hair.
Yeah, she just looked gorgeous, I thought. And there was another dress that was I can't remember. Damn it, I can't remember. I can't remember who the third female was. But anyways, those were my two top two. I thought they looked really gorgeous in their dresses. There were some others that were just a little bit of a miss, but, you know, they were all right. The guys look... I think the guys brought their A game this time because Oyelowo, the lead actor for the movie in Selma, I can't remember his first name, but anyway, he wore like a dark maroon tuxedo, and I thought he looked hot in that... I mean... He just like hot, and in his accent, he's got a London accent.
Oh,
ooh, come spill that Cadbury chocolate all over me, honey. Oh. Okay,
chocolate chaser.
For all my chocolate tacos over there. All right. So moving on from that. Do you want to talk about
Yesterday, I had our friends Jeffrey and Mark. You may remember Mark as listener first, friend second.
What he's saying is he never listens again.
Right? No, he still listens.
He still listens. Yeah. Okay.
So they had a little get together at their house with the Disney movies.
If he does listen, that motherfucker has not accepted my friendship on Facebook.
Oh snap! Oh, you heard it? Heard it, Mark?
No, actually, is it? No, I think it's Jeffrey.
Oh, whoopsie.
Whoopsie on me.
So they had a little get together because they're about to go to Disney in 2 weeks for Mark's birthday.
Oh, that's
so
fun.
We had like a Disney movie night and we watched.
Are they buying anything for you? Probably not.
I don't know.
Did you request anything? No, I'm going to be down there.
If I wanted to go, I could go.
Is it where you're going in Florida? Is it that close?
Yeah, it's like 30 minutes away.
Oh, shit. I have a list for you then.
I ain't going to Disney. Just to park is like $500.
You can walk there.
Well, when you're parking your helicopter. Right. I mean, you know. Stupid. So anyway, we watched Beauty and the Beast, Snow White, and Big Hero 6. Or Big 6 Hero.
How was it?
Oh, it was really cute. Oh. I'm not like a big cartoon person.
Yeah.
It was really cute. It's kind of sad. But I didn't know this.
I mean, he is like a cloth inflatable something or another. So we all guess who dies.
I didn't know this, but at the end of the movies, Jeffrey and Mark actually had a cake made for Tony and I for the wedding. And it's like, congratulations, Ricky and Tony. And there, people
was it
there
a Disney
like signed
figure?
A card. No, I have a picture of it. I'll show it to you.
Okay.
You know Ricardo and Tito?
Yeah. They were there?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Ricardo crocheted like the thing that you put on the table to put a hot plate on so it doesn't like mess up your table.
Uh-huh.
He crocheted one of those, or actually two of those, and then he
what
crocheted
is that called? A doily?
No, it's not called a doily, because a doily is lace. This was crocheted.
Kind of.
It's thick, so it doesn't burn your table.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's kind of what a doily was intended to be. Mm-hmm. He doilied the fuck out of a crocheting. Doilies are made out of crocheting them.
Yeah, but it's made of like lace material. Doilies are.
Whatever. Anyway, go ahead.
So, and he made coasters to match it.
Oh, that's fine. So, that's very nice of him.
You know, Matt, he got us a bottle of Jack Daniels.
Oh, fun.
Wait, is it Jack Daniels? That's one of them in Lynchburg, Tennessee, right? Jack Daniels.
I'm sorry. Yeah. What?
Yeah. So that was really nice of them. Oh, I was
sweet.
And Tony didn't get to go because he got off work. He was working until 3. Mm-hmm. He didn't feel good. And then Tony found out his mom had to go into surgery. And so he had to figure out what happened. What's going on with that?
Oh, no. Is she okay?
When I got home last night, he was already sleeping. So I didn't really get to ask him. I hope so. I would think that if something wasn't okay, he would let me know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what that was.
That's fine. So. I'm really happy I didn't go.
We have 8 minutes. We have 8 minutes.
Okay. The next, what is it? Okay. Net neutrality. What are your thoughts about that?
I kind of think it's good. It's complicated. I think it's a complicated situation. I think it's good on a consumer's end because it controls the companies on what, like, prices and what they can force you to do instead of, you know.
Well, doesn't it? I thought that net neutrality. Well, not the actual thing, but I thought it was now. Didn't Obama say that he wanted it to become sort of like a utility, like a free utility?
That's part of it. Not a free utility, because utilities aren't free, but they are. It'll be structured like a utility, so they can't like price gouge the shit out of you if they want to. So it's like like the old telephone companies and like electricity.
Interesting. So it would become its own entity. Meaning, like, if you want internet, you go
it would
to
be
Chicago.
Like,
for your internet, or would it be like ComEd?
Cities could have their own internet. So just like, you know, Chicago has, what is that?
Because Chicago doesn't have, because there's a law in place that you doesn't allow cities to structureize their internet because it's all lobbyists that
about to change. That's changing.
Got it.
So, you know, the city of Chicago could have their own electricity company. And they could do whatever, but you have choices of where you can go to. Same thing with a cell phone service.
Right.
You have choices of where you're going, but it's controlled by these specific rules by
right.
the government.
Right. Which, if you kind of think about it, I mean, it's a great thing because then they don't control the content. Because I think that was the whole issue was that now if this were to go through on the behalf of the companies, then they would be able to control the content that you watch. Meaning you couldn't watch fast speed porn. Right. You couldn't watch XTube. You couldn't watch like.
But it also keeps companies from able to buy their way into the cable companies, so you can get faster service through one way and not the other. So it prevents, right. it keeps it so it that people
basically
can't.
What it sounds like is that it basically keeps cable companies from continuing their monopolizing of these features.
Right. And like way back then, or not even way back then, but you know, maybe 5-10 years ago, having the internet was a luxury item. But right. now, since the world works off of it, everyone has to have it to live, right. to function.
So do you think that this is more of a way, I mean, okay, so let's remove the fact that we want, and I know we only have a little bit more time, but let's remove the fact that we don't want these companies to grow. But do you think that this is a way for the person who doesn't make a lot of money to have access to it? Are they going to also incorporate that in there? Meaning that if you make under a certain amount of money, that you'll have this speed available to you as a free service?
Is that not? I don't think it's going to be free. Chicago maybe could have like, internet that has free service. I think parts of downtown Chicago has free internet.
Right, like free Wi-Fi.
But it's going to be like a utility. Everyone has to have electricity in their house.
Because, you know, like
there's. It's going to be like that. Everyone must right. have internet within their house to function.
I just wonder how it's going to be in those rural areas where, you know, it's not. Because I think, if I remember correctly, that was one of their gripes about not, you know, wanting to have it as more of as a utility, or wanting mm-hmm. it to have it where it's not controlled by the company, so that way places like you know, that are rural can have access to it, because sometimes they don't have access because it doesn't go out all that way.
Right. But what this is going to do is allow that little town that is there, if they can afford it, to build their own structure and have their own
and then
service.
Offer it. Got it. That's actually a really good thing. I mean, I think in the city, I think, you know, I find it incredibly strange to hear when people don't have access to internet. It just, it blows my mind.
I read, like last week when I was reading this whole net neutrality.
Hell, fucking people in Haiti are barely able to eat and they have access to cell phones and they can have.
Right. But this article that I read last week when it came to this net neutrality thing, they said that less than. Are only like 30% of the world's population. It was 30 or 40% of the population has ever even accessed the internet.
That's so incredibly strange.
That's low, but there are parts of this world that have never seen a TV.
Yeah,
I mean that's crazy, but I could also understand why.
Yeah, know? Of course, because things are like. I mean, it's expensive. I mean, people will. I mean. It's like having a car versus a home. Like some people will pay a lot of money for a car and have a shitty home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just kind of the same idea. It's like,
but I think this is a good thing because you know, kids should not be going to school and not have internet to right. do their homework at home because they can't afford it. I don't think that's fair.
Yeah.
And when cable companies control the pricing of this,
yeah.
I don't like that.
And they gouge the shit out of people because right. they can. I mean, at this moment in time, they can.
Because they know people must live on it.
Right.
People don't pay their checks through mail anymore. They can only, or not can only, but they choose to do it online because right. it's easier. So if
what I will
the cable
company
is like, oh, you can pay your bill, but you know what? You're going to have to pay $50 more a month.
Right.
That's going to prevent that.
It's kind of like, it's almost kind of like the organic, non-organic thing. I mean, seriously, if you think about it, it's like you have the option
yeah,
because, of doing that.
Well, right now, but, AT&T with the cell phones and their internet service, you can pay them $70 to have your privacy blocked. So shit isn't logged for you. But why should you have to pay for that service?
Right.
All right. So we got to go.
Okay. Oh, and by the way, just watch something that's really funny to both Ricky and I. Watch Miranda Sings.
She's thanks fucking, to John Ong.
John
did
Ong and RuPaul.
I mean,
he had her on the last podcast they did, and she was fucking hilarious.
Right.
she has a war against Taylor Swift. Is that not right. correct? Uh-huh. Yeah, because yes. she doesn't like her. Because
of porn.
Because of porn. She's too porn.
She's too right? porn.
And she has too many bays, but she's not porn like her.
Right.
That's correct. She's really funny, and her fiancé is hot.
Right. So we're going to go. This is Ricky.
And this is... El Puma.
No, your name was different for the show.
Oh, Fico.
Fico.
La Fico.
El Fico. All right. Bye.
Bye. Yeah.
Oh, the Kickstarter. Make sure you go click the link in the show notes or in the show on your phone to join
Facebook.
The Kickstarter.
We'll have it somewhere on Facebook, yeah. I'm sure.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/foulmonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or no, just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.